So the video that we're about to watch is on why men should be suspicious of a girl who comes on too strong, who's too devoted to him, too generous in the bedroom. It's actually a bit of a red flag. So watch the video and then I'll get your responses at the end.
Didn't we just talk about that? Do women ever dress a certain way to specifically attract male attention?
I think it depends on the woman, but yeah, I think some can do that.
Is it true that men can tell how promiscuous a woman is based on how she dresses?
No, absolutely not.
No.
I can go out in a miniskirt, it doesn't mean I'm more promiscuous than anyone else.
I am really pleased and often a little bit surprised that there are so many people who watch my content, because a lot of the topics that we cover would be just outright depressing for a lot of guys, especially people who are still lost in fantasy or delusion when it comes to female nature. This video is going to be one of those depressing videos. I think that there's a lot of people who are not going to like what I have to say, but I always think that it's better to be miserable and in touch with reality than to be deliriously happy but be lost in an illusion. You might be miserable, but at least when you're in touch with reality, then you can work to improve things. But if you're lost in some delusional fantasy, you can't improve anything because you don't know which direction to go. You don't even know where you are. So even if the contents of this video sucks to hear right now, I still think that you'll be better off in the long run. Okay, so here's the scenario. You've been single for a while, maybe a few dates here and there, a couple of casual relationships, but on the whole, you're having difficulty getting women to show interest in you. Your self-esteem is starting to plummet because even though you thought that you're this great guy, you're thinking, well, why aren't I seeing any evidence of this? If I'm really this high-value, highly desirable guy, why aren't women tripping over themselves to be with me? You've been wandering the desert for a number of years, and then suddenly, an oasis. There's a girl in front of you, and she's really interested. She listens to everything that you have to say. She wants to spend all of her time with you. And most importantly, she's really generous in the bedroom. Every fantasy that you have, she wants to enact. She just is desperate to make you happy. You want her hot friend to come over? She'll invite her. You want her to wake you up in the morning with her head between your legs? You got it. You're like a starving man at a buffet. You are just completely gorging yourself. Now, most guys will completely lose themselves in this experience. They're finally getting what they've craved for so long. They've got that validation. This is the proof that they're this desirable guy, because look how generous she is. Look how enthusiastic she is. He's finally got what he's always wanted, and he just goes with it. He thinks to himself, why ask questions? Why rock the boat? Why entertain any doubts? I've wanted this for so long. I'm a great guy. I deserve somebody being generous to me, and finally I'm getting what I've always deserved. They're thinking, what's happening here isn't strange. This is normal. A woman should be this generous to a high-value guy like myself. What wasn't normal was how things were before, when I was getting zero interest from women. That was strange. That was the aberration. But this, with this sexually generous woman, this is what's normal. This is how things should be. Unfortunately, this isn't normal, and more often than not, something is wrong. If a woman is into you too quickly, that's a red flag. If a woman is too generous in the bedroom, that's also a red flag. Why is she so desperate to be in a relationship? Why is she so desperate to spend all of her time with you? Why does she seem to do everything that you ask, and her only thought seems to be how to make you happy? These are actually indicators that she's not a high-quality woman. I'm not saying that a high-quality woman wouldn't be generous in a relationship, or that she wouldn't be completely devoted to you. It's just that it would take time. A high-quality woman wouldn't rush things. She'd allow them to gradually unfold. A high-quality woman meets you, and she's very impressed because you're a great guy, but she doesn't really expect anything less. As a high-quality woman, she knows she's going to be with a great guy. Are you actually the right fit for her? Well, that's going to take time for both parties to feel out, to kind of test each other and see how it feels. A high-quality woman is going to keep things a little bit more casual to begin with. She's going to hold back a little. She's not going to act desperate. Why would she? As a high-quality woman, she knows she has options. If you're really a high-value guy and the right fit for her, then that will make itself obvious over a period of time, as she sees you in various situations. Before a high-quality woman is really going to want to commit herself to you, she wants to see all the different variations of your personality. She wants to see you when you're happy. She wants to see you when you're sad, when you're angry. She wants to have a fight with you. She wants a conflict because it's important for her to see how you're going to resolve conflict, how you're going to handle yourself in an argument. For the first couple of months of a relationship, she's going to be watching you. She wants to see how you interact with your friends, with her friends. She wants to see you interact with your family. She wants to see how you overcome challenges, how you relax, how you express joy. As a high quality woman with many options, she isn't going to commit to you fully until she's confident that you're exactly the right guy, that you're the one that she's been looking for. Now, after she has decided that you are a high quality guy and the right person for her, then she commits. Then comes the generosity. Then comes the devotion. All of the things that you wanted in a relationship with a woman, you're going to get. But only after you've earned it, only after you've proved yourself. By the way, you should be operating the exact same way. You shouldn't be committing to a girl too quickly. You need to hold back a little and see what kind of a person she is. Get to know all facets of her personality. Do not give away your commitment too quickly. That indicates that you're a low quality man. And so love and devotion and generosity is something that you earn. And while that can sound a little bit cold and clinical to some people, really, you wouldn't want it any other way. Once you get that generosity and you experience that devotion from her towards you, you'll enjoy it that much more because you'll know that it comes from a sincere place, that it's an accurate reflection of your worth. You'll know that you've enjoyed it and it will make your reward that much sweeter. That feeling of having earned your reward is infinitely better than feeling like you have tricked her or manipulated her in some way. That feeling like you're a fraud, that she's seeing you as more valuable than you truly are. It is hard to enjoy a gift from another person unless you feel like you have truly deserved it. So this is what the problem is with a girl who is too generous, who's too quick to commit, who's too devoted to you. She hasn't done her due diligence. She barely knows you. And so what's up? What's going on here? Why is she so quickly become infatuated with you? There could be any number of reasons to explain her behavior, but honestly, all of them are red flags. Is she completely devoid of other options? Does she have a really low value in the dating market? Is that why she jumped at the opportunity to be in a relationship with you? Because that was the only option she had. But that's not good. Why would you want to date a girl who has so few options? It's her desperation that made her enter into a relationship with you. And in all likelihood, her desperation is also going to make her move on from you when she's bored or tired or needs some new novelty or fling. You have to ask yourself the question, if I did basically nothing to deserve this generosity or this devotion, then what's to stop her from moving on from me to somebody else? You know, what's going to keep her loyal? Yes, I'm very special and I'm very unique, but she doesn't know that. She's made zero effort to actually find out. From her perspective, there could be nothing that's actually more special about me than the next guy. So what's to stop her from just jumping ship when the next guy comes along? You see, it's not enough to have a girl be loyal to you. It matters hugely what that loyalty is based on. What is the foundation of her devotion? If it's based on desperation or something else that's equally flimsy and superficial, then you could hardly even call it loyalty. Her passion for you is going to fade really quickly when another option comes along. But if she likes you for very specific, very unique reasons, reasons that have to do with the innermost core of who you are, well, that's a much stronger foundational basis for loyalty. That's going to make her more firmly anchored to you and less likely to just float on the wind to the next guy. Now, as bad as that sounds, actually, superficiality is probably the best explanation that you could hope for in this situation. If a woman is completely and utterly devoted to you and you've really done nothing to earn it, you should hope it's just for superficial reasons. The other possibility is far darker, and that's that you're being manipulated or exploited in some way. Remember, if something seems too good to be true, it often is. You've got this girl who's absolutely crazy about you and is going to do everything that you want in the bedroom, but why? What does she want from you? Now, a high quality woman has a certain amount of independence about her. She's not looking to live life through you. She just wants to enhance her life. So a woman who just wants to spend all of her time with you, be worried because she's likely running from something. She wants to use you as an escape. You need to ask yourself, what is she running from? What does she expect from me? Why am I an escape? What does she want out of this relationship? Now, these are exactly the tough questions that guys don't want to ask. when they finally find a girl who treats them the way that they've always wanted to be treated, they don't want to ask these questions. They willingly blind themselves to all of these red flags. They think, I finally found a girl who treats me how I've always wanted to be treated. I deserve a girl who is generous. I deserve a girl who is compassionate. And finally, she has arrived. You need to be extremely careful because that belief is what makes you so vulnerable. Because you have desired this for so long, because you've been so desperate to finally get that validation, you're extremely susceptible to falling victim to delusion and fantasy. Now, let me reiterate, there is nothing inherently suspicious about a woman being generous and being devoted to you. If you're a high quality guy, then a woman should treat you that way. A high quality woman will be able to appreciate your better qualities and she will treat you accordingly with respect, love, kindness, and all of that good stuff. That kind of devotion is normal. That's to be expected. But when a woman who you barely know, who hasn't really taken the time to get to know you, is that kind of generous and that kind of devoted, it is suspicious. Do your best to not get caught up in it. Find out what she wants, what she's looking for, where she's coming from. A low quality woman is using this devotion and this generosity to get something from you. What that is, I don't know, but if you're going to proceed, you need to be extremely cautious.
My experience, that's happened a lot, and it's not been, you know, and then that's what leads to a relationship.
Well, I think where the line is drawn is when a man is just like, oh, sweet, like, then let's go ahead and let's do this crazy stuff, like, hey, can I stick my finger there? Or, hey, what do you think about me inviting my friend over? And then she's just like, oh, yeah, sure. Sometimes I will use my women powers in order to get things that I want. Mm. Yeah. You know, like, you know, speaking of those, I know, imagine that. I mean,
examples
in business. Again, like, I just went through this whole interview process for a high position job, and I most definitely was using some of my femininity in order to impress and get this job on this all male panel. Absolutely. So, but I don't know.
You weren't sucking the guy's dick to get it.
No, absolutely not. No,
I wasn't gonna ask.
It's way more sophisticated and nuanced.
Like,
and
ball fondling, you know. Like,
again, I don't think men would understand the nuances that women can have within their, if they truly understand their cycle, there's a lot of power that women can have.